Check the clock. It's 4:30 on 95BFM, thanks to Castles Brewing Co.
And welcome again to Plato's Retreat. It's now time for 4:30 with Castles Brewing Co. And we're very lucky to have Mr. Simon Bretherton, the executive brewer from Castles Brewing Co. He's here, and we've got him here, and we're very lucky to talk about Milk Stout, which has just been awarded the world's best milk stout at the World Beer Awards. Congratulations, Simon. Well done. And welcome.
Yeah, that's right. I'd only just got my head around winning the big one last year, to be honest. And the results were announced recently for this year's World Beer Awards. And our milk stout came out on top as world's best milk stout. So, yeah, we're quite amazed. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. And
oh, thank you.
We really enjoy it here at Plato's Retreat. We've been drinking a little bit of it, sampling it, and it's a really, it's hard to describe. It's kind of, it's a very complex milk stout, but also very approachable. All sorts of people enjoy it.
Absolutely. It's that's the beauty of the milk stout. It's got all that great complexity that a stout has, and it is full flavoured beer, but it's also quite approachable because it's got the lactose sugar in there, which envelops all those typical stout characters with a nice silky smooth sweetness. So it's really approachable.
And without giving away too many of your secrets, I mean, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago when we had the double cream stout. We're wondering, where does the milk component come from? Are you cracking a bottle of Blue Top and pouring it into the boil, or whatever you guys call it?
No. So our double cream milk stout, double cream is just a play on the milk thing, on the milk theme, really. But the reason they get called milk stout is because of the use of the lactose sugar, and the lactose sugar is actually derived from milk. It's the sugar that's naturally occurring in milk. So no, we don't we're not cracking open Blue Top bottles of milk and throwing them in the processor, but we do use the lactose sugar.
I've only been down to the... I've come along to a pizza night many moons ago, and I've been to Blue Smoke afterwards. It's a really lovely little complex, almost, that you've got down there.
It's amazing, yeah. Alistair Castles, he's had some great foresight with the tannery complex and what we're doing with the brewery and the brew bar where the original little brewery is, which is probably where you tried the pizzas. I talk about an awesome brewing team, but just the wider Castles team is amazing, really. It's a great setup.
And just going back to the milk stout, I see that you've just started a new promotion called the Nitro Milk Stash, where you've got some milk stout on nitrous taps around the country. And what's the difference between a nitrous beer and a regular beer? Like, why would you do that? And I guess I'll list off where people can get it after the conversation on the air. But, I mean, do you prefer it original or nitrous? And what's the difference?
Okay. Well, it's an interesting question to ask, really. So the nitro stout, or nitrogenated, is basically where we add nitrogen gas into the beer. So normally, most beers you try, and including our milk stout and, bottle form and keg, and most of the keg beer we do, is carbonated. So we inject a little bit of carbon dioxide in there, which is quite common. The nitro milk stout, we actually inject nitrogen gas in there, and the nitrogen gas comes across much, much smoother. And it's an absolute fantastic match for the milk stout, and you've kind of got to try it to understand fully. But going to your question about, why do we do that? It's actually originally it was technique that was created to mimic what we call cask condition beer. And we actually have our milk stout in cask condition form as well, so we're really covering all bases, I guess. But but the nitro version, which one do I prefer? I mean, both, they're all absolutely amazing. But if you try the Castle's milk stout nitrogenated, it's just something else.
Yeah, it's already a very silky mouthfeel beer. But it takes it to that next level. It's kind of, yeah, like you say, you kind of have to taste it to try it to understand it. But it's almost like a whole new beverage experience. It's like, yeah, it's like nothing I've ever had before. Anyway, I'll list all of those now. But I guess I've only got two more questions for you, Simon. And my first one is, do you have a favorite child? Which is, I know it's a hard thing to ask any parent, but as a head executive brewer, do you have a favorite baby that you've made? Or like, do you have a favorite beer?
I'll tell you what's really interesting. I get asked that question quite a lot, and I've never been able to answer it just with one. And I thought about it just recently, and I thought, actually, you know what? It's a lot like what you've just said, actually. It's like trying to pick a favorite child. You kind of can't, you know. But
I understand. I'm not going to push you there, you know. Like, I guess the one kid who does, you know, get all the awards and bring home all the awards, even though you're not going to tell the other kids, it must make you a little proud.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Now the milk set is. I think anybody who tries it sort of. You know, it's hard to deny it's a great beer. Like we said, it's so approachable. It's a great beer, and it's great that in New Zealand, you know, we've got a beer we can stand up on a world stage, and it knocks the competition off. It's great.
That's great to hear. And my last question is, what brought you to brewing? And I guess a little bit about your history. I can kind of detect a little bit of a, I don't know, maybe a northern accent, is that right? I'm not being rude saying that.
Yeah, no, that's right, that's spot on, yeah. So I'm originally from the north of England in an area called Lancashire. I wanted to go into brewing since quite a young age, really. I had a grandfather who worked in the industry and another one who brewed at home, and my sort of strength at school was science, so I had that curious kind of mind as well, I guess, and I think it all came together, and at about the age of, I don't know, 12, 13, 14, I want to go into brewing, and it stayed with me. So after leaving uni, I was fortunate to be employed by Boddington's Brewery in Manchester, which at the time was a very, very famous brewery. It was really going places. I've been very fortunate to be in the industry ever since then. It's such an amazing industry.
And how long have you been in New Zealand?
Ooh, I first moved to New Zealand about 23 years ago, but I also spent about 5.5 years away in Western Australia. And then we decided where do we want to be, and we couldn't wait to get back to New Zealand. So that was probably 10 years
wow.
ago now. So, and yeah. So we're very happy here in Canterbury.
Nice one. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country, and it's a wonderful product that you're making. And we've really enjoyed sampling it here on the show and getting people to go out there and try it. And so thank you very much for your time, and thanks for your expertise.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
We really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll be down there at some stage. I don't know when. And we'll come have a look at the brewery and eat some pizzas and watch some music. Because it's back.
Oh, please do. Let me know.
Oh, we'll do.